Ready to go.
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody out to the first board meeting for North Valley Police Department on June 13th at 4 o'clock. First item of business is an invocation given by Nathan Nelson, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Daniel Mallett.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you've given to us. Thank you that we could be here as community members and as a public safety board to meet, and please help guide our decisions to protect our communities, and please help us to be inspired and to do what we need to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Please rise, following the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You got to roll down there?
No, I don't. All right, for the next item of business is swearing in of the board members. The present board members are Daniel Maurer, is the citizen on our board, Mayor Mike Olson, and Mayor Brad Welch of Fairview. Turn the time over to Nathan, and my job here is done.
So, I've got these, I'll swear each of you guys in individually, but I also have these oath of office forms that at least I'll swear in Daniel first.
No.
And move down the line, and you guys can, do you have a pen?
I have a pen.
Okay. And you guys can tell me if that pen works, by the way. Yeah, so fill that out as much as you can, and then you won't have to do it later. Daniel, if you just want to meet me kind of, I guess, in the middle here.
All right, do we need to fill this out first? Or
no, you can do it after.
But you can get a picture taken.
Oh.
Whoa.
Let's do this on the
we'll do pictures on the
okay. I was going to take it. It's just actual swearing in.
Pictures next time. We can fake it.
So okay.
So just raise your right hand to swear and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States
and the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And that I'll discharge the duties
of my office with fidelity.
With this office of fidelity. I might have missed that.
The duties of my office with fidelity.
The duties of my office with fidelity.
There you are.
Congratulations.
Titles just board member?
Titles just, yeah, do public safety or North Valley public safety.
Okay, to be official, we better do it as Michael then.
Okay. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend the Constitution.
Obey and support the Constitution.
Support, obey, and defend the Constitution.
Support and defend the Constitution.
Support, obey, and defend the Constitution.
Slow down here. Support,
obey,
and defend
the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And I will discharge the duties
of my office with fidelity.
The office of my.
I will discharge the duties.
The duties
of my office with fidelity. There you are.
I failed!
It's been a long day.
I failed already.
We have to have our hats on.
What are we calling?
You gotta take your
hat. Okay. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge the duties.
And that I will discharge the duties.
Of my office with fidelity.
Of my office with fidelity.
There you are. Sweet. Woo, woo. He gets the smoothest swearing award.
I've been sworn out a lot.
Next item of business, and then it's all the boards. An election of the board chair. Who's going to run the meetings, and how do you want to do it?
You or I would imagine, since we're trained on the rules of order.
I'll do it then, if that's all right.
Yep. Okay.
And we can, I mean, we could switch it up every now and then if you want, or whatever you think. So,
rotate it around.
I want to start it. Everybody get it with that?
So what would be the official title? Mine would be
Board Chair.
Board Chair, and would we have just Brad as the Vice Board Chair?
Yeah. Like, isn't that what you would do? Both?
Yeah.
Everybody okay with that? And then, so we need a motion.
I'll make the motion that we elect Michael Olson as Board Chair and Bradley Welch as Vice Chair.
All those in favor?
You have to second.
Second it.
I'll see.
Well, Daniel raised his hand.
Daniel
seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All
right.
Passes unanimously. It is turned over to the Board Chair.
Okay. We elected the Board Chair, so now we need to appoint appointment of the Board Secretary and Financial Officer. So
I'll make a motion that we appoint. That's the same one, right?
Same position.
I'll make a motion that we appoint Nathan Nelson to the Board Secretary and Finance Officer.
I'll second that. So we have a motion by Brad Welch to appoint Nathan. What was your last name?
Nelson.
I got used to that. As our North Valley Board Secretary and Financial Officer. I think we do roll call and something like that. Probably not.
Just talking.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is appointing and swearing in the new department chief and deputy chief.
I will make a motion to appoint Stephen. Is it Stephen?
It is Stephen.
Stephen Gray is the chief of the North Valley Police Department, and Logan Ludvigson as the deputy chief of the North Valley Police Department.
So we have to second on that.
Yes.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion by Brad Welch, and second by Daniel Manor to appoint Stephen Gray and Logan Ludvigson. Let's see, we better do it first. As chief, Stephen Gray, and as deputy chief, Logan Ludvigson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is he opposed? All right. Approval of a new officer.
I think we're swearing in first.
Swear in first?
All right. Swear in.
Against Steve.
Swear at him.
It's the 13th day, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
the
13th.
Of June.
Oh, sorry. I made a mistake. All right.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And that I will discharge my duties.
And that I will discharge my duties
of this office with fidelity.
Of this office with fidelity.
There you go.
That was exciting. You saw how smooth that was. It screwed up.
It's deputy chief, right?
Yeah.
No,
you can call yourself whatever you want.
Assistant to the
chief. That's too bad. Deputy chief, that's all the same.
Deputy chief.
You got like 13 more seconds of that chief title, so you better enjoy it. Okay. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
That I will discharge the duties.
That I will discharge the duties.
Of my office with fidelity.
Of my office with fidelity.
There you are.
What was the laugh?
I
was doing so good. You're just like, oh my gosh.
I'm right there looking at you.
Usually he just says such stupid
hey,
stuff.
You two need to come get handshake stuff.
Oh yeah, we didn't get handshake.
We're still getting
a picture of the family.
Yeah, next.
We will. You guys can be in your uniforms. And
we'll be in our uniform.
More dressed up, maybe.
I misunderstood the assignment.
It was good. This is the assignment. Huh?
When we get the rest of the board members here, just swear everybody in.
Thanks,
all right. Next item of business is approval of a new officer hiring. Yeah, can you explain this a little bit? We figured with...
So we have two officers out right now. We figured that with the two officers out, one's with a medical condition, the other one has a little bit of stuff that we have to go through. We do believe that there will be, with that, a new position that we will be replacing one of those two. And this is the new position. You noticed on the sheet that I put up there, the pay range is from $28 an hour to $45. That puts us in our, what we anticipate will be our pay scale. And it's just due on experience.
So we posted this as a job title as police officer one?
Yep.
Or did we post it as a police officer?
It'll just be just a police officer one. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we do anticipate a 2 week. We anticipate that we'll put that out on Monday, open it on Monday, and it'll be a 2 week period closing on whatever date that is up there. I think it's on the paper.
Closing date June 27th.
Yeah, that's a Friday.
Do we need, we have to probably put a time on that just to make it official. 5
p.m.? 5 p.m.
I like 5.
Yeah, 5 p.m. is perfect.
Okay.
Awesome.
Is the board all right with this?
Oh, yeah, we do need to make a motion on that. Mm-hmm. So I'll make a motion that we advertise for a new police officer one starting on that. On the start date and end date as previously mentioned.
Second.
Okay, motion by Brad, second by Daniel to move forward to advertising for a new police officer hiring. The opening will start Monday and go till June 27th at 5 p.m. upon which then we'll do interviews and go to a starting date whenever we get more available. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Awesome.
Any general department updates you want to give us?
We're just moving right along. We do need to probably have a board meeting next week sometime, if you guys are available. I'm not available till Wednesday, but then after Wednesday, I'm available.
We'll have
Nathan set that up. We need to get a few things just narrowed down real quick, like the pay, appoint the other officers. I think I can, in the bylaws, actually appoint the officers, just want to make you guys aware of it. And then you guys approve the pay for them and the positions. And then, yeah, that's about it. And then we need to go over policies and procedures on certain things for how do you say it? We have the police policy already in place, but there's like a city policy on the other side. We need to agree on what we're going to do on that city policy type thing, such as vacation time, paid time off, that kind of thing. So, but Nathan gets to get all that together. Other than that, I think we're rolling like right along. Only other thing I can think of, make you both aware, I think everybody knows this, but Nathan secured an $80,000 grant for both police departments. 75 for you. Ours was 85 or 80. So roughly 160,000 or 155,000 to start us off.
Cool.
But other than that, I think we're good.
You got a conflict Thursday. So if you're
okay.
Back Wednesday?
I'm back Wednesday. I'll be back on Tuesday, but I don't know if you want to do anything Tuesday night.
I can do
Wednesday
or Friday next week. Right, you guys.
Let me look at this. I'm not on Wednesday. I'm on Thursday.
Will you have enough time to get with, or is Nathan getting everything for
Wednesday? Nathan will get it all.
Everything for Wednesday.
And I'll just kind of throw him agenda items and then get him approved.
Okay. In both days, I'm just the day car. Right?
So,
yeah.
Which would be best for you, Dave?
Well, my son's getting married on Saturday, so it just depends on which day I want to get away from everything.
Friday sounds pretty convenient.
We're not doing Friday for you,
Dave. Probably not.
That'd be a quick
I think Wednesday's before. Probably the best, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday 7?
I like that. And I'll send it.
At 7?
Will that work?
If I don't put it in my phone,
we have a council Tuesday, right?
Yeah. Just going to look at my phone just to make sure.
Yeah. Well, you're talking
the 18th.
Yeah. team then.
Yeah. No, because I also be like, I mean, foreign pro.
Your chief thinks.
Yeah, the deputy chief can do that too.
Sure, here he can.
I'm gonna write the handbook for the deputy chief.
Guess what? Guess what happens with the deputy chief in about an hour here?
He becomes chief.
He's in charge.
Chief for the day, buddy.
You can make declarations.
For,
you can do all things.
For about four or 5 days.
We're going to get into the electrical and change a whole bunch of policies.
Don't do that.
I need that pause.
That's why I'm a good deputy chief, because I don't even want to be chief.
We'll teach you.
Get the wrong cat.
That appears to be good for Mike as well.
All right. Awesome.
Okay.
Time.
7 p.m.
Okay. All right. I'm excited. I think it's a good thing.
Anything else, Secretary? You'll put out official notice.
Okay.
Everything. Okay.
Having no other business, I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second that.
I look at your
favor.
That's her job, in fairness. So.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Guess what? We will never break that record again.
We did some form of the stuff in this one.
That was good.
You'll fill up that other spot? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Put North Valley Police.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, I started putting this North Valley.
Oh, it's all.
It's close enough.
I'll make sure it's all right before submitting it to the state.
Okay.
Awesome. When are you going to stop recording, Nathan? Want me to help you there?